Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello.
Welcome back to Two Peas No Pod.
Another episode.
Today is our Christmas episode.
Hope everyone's enjoying your lovely Christmas.
Christmas season is upon us.
I was going to say
tit is. We both love Christmas.
Fucking love Christmas.
It's the best time of year.
My birthday, then Christmas for me.
I mean, we'll get onto it, but my birthday is around Christmas. Yeah. But I prefer Christmas. So what are you doing this Christmas?
Well, I'm going to be doing Lapland.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to be an elf. An elf on the shelf.
No, elf in Lapland.
I'm going to be an elf in Lapland, which is probably a really stupid idea for me because I just don't like kids. So I think I'm going to learn to love them. Well, I'm going to have to, really. But yeah, I'm doing Lapland.
We are filming this before she's in Lapland.
Yeah. I've got my training days next week. So yeah. We'll see how it goes. You'll know after New Year how it went. But we are filming this before I even start Lapland.
But who cares?
Who cares? Because we love Christmas.
If we want to talk about Christmas, we will.
We will talk about Christmas because we love it. I don't get people who don't like Christmas.
So you're doing Lapland on like the run up to Christmas. What are you doing on Christmas Day?
Well, I shall tell you, my friend. Me and my mum, we go all out for Christmas to the point where me and my mum have to book a day where we're both free so we decorate the whole house.
Yeah.
We get everything down from the loft, we decorate the tree. My house is that house. Like,
fully. Do you have outside lights as well?
We do, if my dad can be bothered to put them up.
Okay.
But it's not like that house from the outside, it's that house
from
on the
inside.
Where, like, we have so many decorations. We have, like, these... How tall am I? We have these, like, 3'5", like, Santas and elves and reindeers that, like, go everywhere around the house. We have jingle bells.
Nice.
We have, like, 3 Christmas trees.
Yeah. To be fair, we've accumulated stuff like over the years because we have like 3 Christmas trees now. We have like a real one. We get a real one every year, but then we have like a fake one in the hall, a fake one in the dining room.
Yeah, I think me and my mum just love decorating for Christmas. So like everywhere you possibly go in the house, there's like at least something Christmassy.
Yeah, fair.
But our living room is like the main.
Yeah, I'd say...
It looks like Santa's grotto.
Our living room and, like, our dining room are, like, the main...
Spaces
for Christmas. And the hall, actually.
Yeah. Like, sometimes if I could be bothered to get the Christmas tree from our garage and put it in my room, I'll get it. But, sometimes I can't be bothered because I've done a whole day of decorating.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, on Christmas Eve, I sadly won't be there until, like, 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve because I'm working at Lapland on Christmas Eve, sadly. But... I usually bake, like, everything the day before. So yeah. I'll bake, like, cookies. I'll bake sugar cookies that we all decorate. I'll bake, like, brownies and stuff. Like, not your traditional Christmas.
But just, like, lots of baked goods.
Lots of baked goods.
Yeah.
That usually get given away to loads of people because I usually make too much.
Yeah,
but one of the main ones I make is millionaire shortbread.
It's
a banger. It is such a banger. And it always goes... Like that. First one to go.
Yeah, fair. It is delicious. Have you made... I don't know whether you've made any for me.
No, I haven't made it here. I might have brought some home.
You might have brought some home because I think you did because I was like, that's banging. Yeah.
The only thing I can never get right, though, is because Billionaire Shortbread needs to go into the fridge for the milk chocolate to set and also the caramel, the shortbread then becomes like
a little
really,
bit.
Really like... Not hard, but like not shortbready because it's been in the fridge for so long. Which is the annoying part about millionaire shortbread, but What can he do? I don't know how to...
Oh, well.
I don't know how to really do that.
Yeah.
Fix that problem. Anyway, your Christmas.
My Christmas. Well, this year's going to be a bit different because... Well, for the first week of December, I'm going to be in Sri Lanka. So, that'll be interesting.
Not even I knew that.
You didn't... I'm going to Sri Lanka.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
First week of December.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
So, yeah, that'll be a bit different because usually, like, first week we, like, set all the Christmas stuff up, but we won't be there to do that this year.
Right.
Do
your family do it, like, me and my mum have to do it exactly 12 days before Christmas?
We used to have a tradition of where we used to, I used to decorate the Christmas tree the Wednesday before my birthday.
Right.
I don't know why, but I think it's because my mum would get, before COVID, my mum worked Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, but she worked at home on a Wednesday.
Mm.
So she'd always get the Christmas tree on a Wednesday because like Saturday and Sunday would be too busy.
Yeah.
And then I'd come home from school and I'd decorate the tree. But that doesn't really happen now. I don't know why. I just decorate it whenever...
Traditions have changed.
Whenever I can. Fair. And... I mean, also this year we're doing it a bit differently because we usually do the traditional Christmas dinner and everything.
Christmas roast.
Yeah. But, like, that's very traditional. And we have a very untraditional household. It's just me, my mum and my nan. And so we were like, and it just never turns out, like, great. So we thought... Why are we trying to do a traditional Christmas when we're very an unconventional family? So this year, we are having a 7-course meal on Christmas Eve.
Mad.
So it's very French and Italian. So we're doing lots of, like, fish and, like, fish dishes. Small plates. And then Christmas Day, when you'd usually have the big roast, which we do every year. Like, my mum's, like, it's got nothing to do with...
Well, your mum used to be a chef.
Yeah, my mum used to be a chef. So, like, the food is always great. But we were like, oh, let's just change it up. We're just going to eat all day. We're going to just do,
as
like...
As opposed to not eating all day?
No, like, we... But, like, we're going to do, like, nibbly bits all day.
Picky bits
all day, and we're just gonna like watch telly and fun things like that.
Yeah,
because my mum loves Boxing Day because we do picky bits on Boxing Day, so she was like, why don't we just
do that on Christmas Day. Yeah, fair.
So the fun lasts longer.
My mum always gets so stressed cooking the Christmas dinner. She's like I call it getting in a huff.
Uh-huh.
She gets in a huff. And I think it's because she's just so stressed about timings and stuff. She's like, okay, I've got to put that in there. And I've got to put that in there. Like, everything is going through her brain. So we always thank her. But usually, recently, we've started having... My dad doesn't have it because he doesn't really like fish. But we've recently started having, for breakfast, we have, like, toast with cream cheese and salmon.
Oh, we have that as a starter, yeah. Usually on Christmas. Which, yeah, smoked salmon's bro.
Yeah, and we usually have... But we've only recently started doing that in, like, the past 3 years.
Oh, fair. So. Me and my mum always watch the Gavin and Stacey 2008 Christmas special on Christmas Day every year. We do that.
Oh, she should. I mean, it's a great Christmas special.
It's so. A brilliant Christmas special.
I don't think... We... I mean, my parents don't have Sky anymore because daylight robbery, that is.
We got rid of Sky ages ago.
Yeah, so like I don't know what we're gonna... We usually just like chuck on loads of Christmas films on Netflix and Disney Plus.
And, yeah.
And like when it's finished, we start a new one. Like we literally... Sometimes we don't even watch it. We're just chatting, but it's just
That's
on.
That's another thing. Me and my mum love the Christmas telly and Christmas films that come out. Like that week of we have no idea what the time is, what day it is.
Oh, it's great.
Is both of our favourite time of year because telly, eating, cheese, brilliant.
Food and the food.
Well, you know what do you love about Christmas?
What?
The hymns.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That, because I did like choir, and I would sing Christmas hymns.
Did you used to go around to people's houses?
No.
Oh.
No.
So people would just come see you?
Yeah, and like Christmas concerts and stuff.
Right.
It's fun.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I love a little hymn. The 12 Lessons and Carols. That's what we do watch on Christmas Eve. We watch the, like, King's College Christmas 12 Lessons and... 9 Lessons and Carols. Love a carol.
Love a carol. My dad always wants to watch the King's... Well, it used to be Queen's Speech.
The King's
Speech. But the King's Speech, yeah, now. Fair. But I don't think he wants to do it anymore because it's not Queen Liz. Queen Liz has been and gone.
We don't really do that.
I've got a question for you. We do Christmas Eve presents.
We used to do Christmas Eve presents.
I mean, it's always the same thing. It's always me buying it. But
we used to do pajamas.
That's what we do. We all have matched. Because what we do, cringy family, I know. I mean, it is literally just me, mum, and my dad. I have no siblings. So
We've discussed this.
But I usually buy us all matching Christmas PJs from M&S. Yeah, nice. These are not just any pajamas. These are M&S pajamas. And we all sleep in it and then
Used to do that. I don't know why we stopped doing that because I love a Christmas pajama.
Although me and my dad are the type of people to, on Christmas Eve, watch a horror film.
Fair.
Like, Christmas films for us... Oh, we keep talking about fucking films and TV again. Sorry. But my family, Christmas television...
Yes.
...starts on Christmas Day.
Yeah, fair. No, we're talking
Elf.
About...
We always watch Elf.
We're talking
and Spirited
about
Away.
Again.
Not Spirited Away, Spirited. Sorry, we're talking about films again.
Sorry,
We're
going to stop, but me and my mum watch the same films and TV shows and, like, certain Christmas episodes over and over, like, every year.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's a tradition. And all of, like, the new stuff that comes out around Christmas. We love.
We love. I think, like, my cousins, like, because they have children, they make, like, part of your Christmas present is you get a new, like, Christmas tree decoration. So, like, their kids will make
cute.
It.
Yeah.
And then they'll send it off to all the family so that the year after you have another Christmas decoration.
Still in our Christmas boxes, I have the decorations I made when I was in primary school, or four.
Yeah, same.
And they get brought out every year.
Oh yeah, some of them still go on our tree. Some of them me and my mama go, we'll put that in the back.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to go on the tree, but maybe
not right front center.
Maybe round the back.
Yeah. It was quite funny because obviously me and my boyfriend weren't together until New Year's, but he came over like around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And because, like, his family don't do, like, big house decorations, like my family do, he walked in and was like,
whoa,
like, what the hell? And
what the hell am I doing here?
He sent, like, a picture of the Christmas tree to his mum. And he was like, that's a bit much. And I was like, that's tame.
Yeah.
That's tame for us.
That's just the Christmas tree.
Anyway. Me and my mum used to do themes. So our theme a few years ago used to be red and gold.
Yeah, fair. I do like a...
Yeah. An old traditional
or you're
colour.
Like a sometimes, like, what's prominent is like the red and green or the red and gold.
Gold.
Or whatever.
We also did red and gold.
One year it was rose gold.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I hated that. That was when rose gold was popular.
Was such a thing. And everyone would have that Pandora rose gold ring. Do you remember that
thing?
Yeah,
I remember
called
that.
The princess ring. I had it.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Well, I'm from Essex. I need to keep up with the trends. No, but our theme now for the past like 5 years has been blue and white.
I see that for your house.
Yeah.
I think ours is whatever's in the box
goes on the tree.
But we do go and we like buy probably like another ornament every year because things break. We've had the same Christmas. We've had some of the like Christmas decorations we've had are like 30, 40 years old.
Jesus Christ.
So usually when one broke, like we'll have like a broken thing every year.
Yeah.
So we'll get a new one anyway. So we just keep on.
I made my mum buy Christmas stuff like 2 weeks ago.
Bah.
Because it was in Mummy Matterland. And I said, oh, they will look nice.
We're going to wear wigs on Christmas.
Why?
For fun.
Are you wearing your Gladys wig?
No, I'm going to buy a black bob.
Okay.
Just
what's your mum wearing?
Who knows? But we're going to have some fun and wear a wig.
Weirdo. Such a weirdo.
I don't know why, but... Oh, we do a thing on Christmas... When you do the crackers and you put the, like, crowns on, we do a stupid thing of, like, who can keep their crown on the longest? And usually either, like, a few years ago, like, my nan was, like, falling asleep in her chair and she still had it on. Or, like, we went to bed once and, like, we still had it on.
That's quite cute. I always get the meat sweats from having roast dinner, so I'm always like, I'm all, like, take it off. Yeah. But I keep every single hat from every year. I have a box full of Christmas hats from every single year.
And that's why you have so much stuff. To be fair, I'm such a hoarder. I used to be the same. I used to be...
I like the little knickknacks you get in the things.
The knickknacks.
The little, like, what is it? Like, games you get in the Christmas crackers?
Oh, yeah.
I love them. I don't keep them.
We don't really play games on Christmas.
I mean, it's quite hard for three people to play games.
Like...
Apart from Monopoly.
Yeah.
But even then, that's not really
There's a new game called Five Crowns that me and my mum played like last weekend. We'll probably work that out. Because that's fun.
Yeah.
Actually, I need to bring it back and we can do it.
Yeah, great.
It's fun.
I remember when Cam came over for Christmas, we played Cards Against Humanity because you can actually play that game with four people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't really play it with two. Like, it would be two people.
Yeah, it's not great. So if we had a bigger family, I think we'd play loads of games. There was one time that we were playing Mr. and Mrs. because we have a board game. Because we have a board game that has all the questions written down and it has like the pink and the blue. And my nan and granddad were playing it and it was hilarious because everything we asked them, they got wrong. and then they started like not having an argument, but they were like, what do you mean your favourite colour's green? Your favourite colour's blue. Like, and then my granddad was like, no, it's not. It's green. And it would just like kick off and it was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, I love that. But yeah, no, we're not really a games family. Because I know lots of family like playing stuff at Christmas.
We would be a games family if we had a bigger family.
Yeah,
but we don't. We currently just sit down and do...
No, I don't even think if we were a bigger family.
Oh, really?
Because my mum doesn't really like games.
I mean, fair.
No, she's more like, why aren't we having a cheese board right now? Why are we not watching the new Doctor Who Christmas special? Like,
What's going on?
She was like, I'm missing out on Prime TV right now.
I can't record it. It defeats the purpose.
There's too much telly out. We get the Radio Times every year.
Love.
So, and we used to like circle what we wanted to watch. We don't really do that now.
Yeah, that is a bit, you could just go on your phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, but then we are going into a new generation, so.
On your phone.
I think apart from traditional Christmas, I don't think I have anything else to say for traditional Christmases.
No.
I don't think neither of us have the traditional
Christmas. Yeah, because also I think a lot of families, like they either go to someone else's and then it's big, or people come to them, which I would hate.
Same.
If people came on Christmas Day to my house.
Hell.
I would not like that. I really like having a small...
Oh, I agree.
I don't want anyone around on Christmas Day. That's my favourite day of the year.
Yeah, preach. I love Christmas.
It's so good.
I just love, like, everywhere, every shop you go into is festive.
Yeah.
Like...
I love a little festive browse.
Oh,
just, like, even if you're not necessarily buying anything, like, last Christmas I went into like Selfridges, Liberty, I think I went to Fortnum and Mason, and I just had a little look around. I was like, I'm not going to buy anything.
But I'm just having a little nosy.
But I love a little look at the Christmas stuff.
I love going, you know, around Christmas time, Boots do their little Christmas gift sets for like all the cosmetics and shower gels and stuff. I love looking at them, even though I'm never going to buy anything for anyone. But I'm like, oh, that's a good deal.
Well,
that's
a garden centre. I love going to the garden centre at Christmas.
I want to go one to the one up the road from me with my mum this year when I have time.
Yeah.
Just have a nosy around.
Yeah. Just the lights.
It's just everywhere. Just the lights.
Just everything's just so... Oh,
everything's just so pretty. And I'm going to be so... It probably won't snow this year, but I really, really want it to.
Mm-hmm. It once snowed on my birthday and I was supposed to see The Lion King.
I need to show you this video. Basically, my dad has one of them lawnmowers that you sit on and can wheel it around the garden.
Them.
And what my dad did one year is when it was snowy... I can't remember when. This was years ago. We're dating back years now. That was a good few years ago. But I remember we had this sledge thing and he tied it onto the back of his lawnmower.
Nice.
And so he would drive around our garden and I would just be on the back sledding.
Fair.
It was great. Loved my life. Then made snowman. We called him Bob or Steve. Can't remember one of them.
Yeah, we always have... This is another tradition, which is a bit weird. We do a... have a Indian takeaway on the 23rd of December.
That's quite weird.
And you know why? Because we saw it on an episode of Cuckoo with Greg Davis and Taylor Lautner, and we were like, yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, give us a reason to get an Indian.
Fair.
Because they call it the Christmas Malty.
Love.
So, yeah, it's... That's a bit... I mean, I don't think we'll do that this year, especially as we're having...
A seven-course meal
on Christmas Eve. But that's a weird thing we do. Panto as well. We've only recently started going back to see the panto.
I haven't seen a panto in years.
Yeah, apart from the one that we were in.
Apart from the one that we were in, where we both played dames.
Yeah.
That's a teaser.
When we did the... panto project at drama school, we didn't do the same one, but no. We were both dames.
Funny, you know, that's literally why we're both hilarious.
Yeah,
sorry, we will come back to this. I've got one more thing and then we can move on. When I was a kid and obviously still believed in Santa, we will get onto this in a minute because I have an opinion. When do I not?
When's she not?
My dad used to take like ice and sugar and he used to wear his work boots, and on our carpet, while he was standing there, put ice and sugar around his boots so it looked like Santa came down the chimney.
You're such a nuclear family.
What does that mean?
Let's just say both parents were present.
Right. But yeah, that would be my childhood, and I used to wake up and be like, oh my god, Santa's here.
Maybe this is why the way you are now, because you're such a gullible child.
Maybe. I'm not a gullible person anymore.
No.
I was such a gullible child.
Maybe because you were such a gullible child that now everything is flipped on its head.
It was like, golly, you were such a wet wipe when you were younger. We've got to change this up now. Anyway, going back to panto and being a dame. I loved being a dame.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I couldn't flaunt it. I couldn't fault it.
Yeah. It was a bit like, oh, I'm a woman playing a man dressed as a woman. And I was like, because I went full on, like, full dame makeup.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And so did I.
I glued my eyebrows down.
Okay, yeah, I did do that.
I glued my eyebrows down. Yeah, but it was fun.
It was fun. I did love doing it. It was a bit weird doing it to the whole school, though.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It was a bit interesting because when you're at drama school, it's very female populated.
Mm.
And I think our teacher said to everyone, if a dame asks you what your name is, say a male name.
Yeah.
And so one of my jokes was to like pick a male member of the audience and like have like a little improv with him. But I picked a female because that was the one who was in front of me. And she gave me her female name. And I was like, you just ruined the joke. You just ruined the joke.
You just ruined it. You're always ruining it.
What
was the joke?
Oh, I can't remember now. It was something like, oh, look at you.
Something like that.
I
can't believe it's not butter.
That was one of my lines. I can't believe it's not butter. Naughty, naughty, goosey, goosey. Me and Lucy played the same dame, but in different casts. We did very different takes. Because I was very, like, posh, and she was very Cockney. Well, an Irish person doing the Cockney accent. Yeah, I did the, very, like, this.
You, like, what, clutch the pearls?
Yeah, clutch the pearls.
And
yeah,
the pearls.
I walked in with a little bag.
Oh, cute.
Walked like this. There is nothing like a dame.
Nothing in the world.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time someone in my drama school, we were doing a dress run, they were also a dame.
I think they did the same part as me.
Yeah, but in the year before you did
it. Yeah.
And they put their script in the wicker basket and proceeded to try and perform and read the script from the wicker basket.
Which, if you know panto, you have to have that memorised.
Like, you actually
there's
can't.
There's an element of improvisation and you don't know what's going to happen. You can't just be reading off a script.
You can't. But anyway, I'm not going to name names.
If you know, you know.
Christmas lists.
We were talking about this because you got a drill for Christmas last year.
I asked for it.
Yeah, she did ask for it. But we were talking about how when you're a kid, it's like, I want this doll or I want this toy.
I want this toy. Mine was Lego.
You still want Lego. And as you get older, it becomes more things that you need.
Like, actually need and not...
because I've asked... Well, I'm going to ask for this year as a coffee bean grinder.
I feel like I should just ask my parents to be like, pay my rent?
No, because it's not... Like, obviously, yeah, money would be nice, but I do like opening something on Christmas Day.
Oh, I love opening something.
And... So, yeah, and then I think I might be asking for, like, pots and pans. Or, like, there's, like, a specific pan I want.
Like a Kilner pan?
I don't know.
Kilner?
I want
that's
some...
That's a brand, isn't it?
Kilner. I think that's a brand, yeah.
The really nice ceramic pots you can get.
Yeah, either a ceramic pot or, like, just a iron cast pot thing. I want something that... I don't necessarily want something anymore that's like a want, if that makes sense.
No, I have many things I want.
Yeah, but I do want those things.
I'm trying to think of what I've asked my mum this
year. I've asked for a cookbook as well.
You don't even use the cookbooks you have.
I do.
I've never seen you use it and I lived with you for a year.
It's because I know the recipes now.
It's because I memorised them before I come downstairs.
I memorised the recipes.
Yeah, last year I asked for a drill, and may I say that drill has come in handy. And my dad even got me, like, one of the, like, kits you can get that has all of the attachments, which is brill. I'm love. But the thing is, when I was opening up the present last year, I was actually like, God, this is heavy. I was like, why is this so heavy? And I was like, oh, it's my drill.
You got that cat for Christmas?
I do have that
There's
cat.
There's a Lego cat.
I have
cat
a Lego cat.
Up there.
Yeah, he's great. I still have Lego to make. I need to do that.
You do that.
Cam bought me a Lego Wicked set that I still have yet to build.
Cute. If I was going to get any Lego, I'd get Wicked Lego.
Yeah. Sorry, we're back. My mum's really easy to buy for because, one, she always wants a dressing gown. Every year she wants a dressing gown. Now she's a Lego fiend now, so I'll buy her Lego.
That reminds me, I want an Udi for Christmas.
An Udi?
Udi. I don't know why.
Not an Udi.
I don't know.
I want an Udi for Christmas, mummy.
I don't know why I said Udi. It's an Udi.
Udi, yeah.
I have one and I use it so much.
I have like four.
I need another one.
I have like four. It's dreadful. I remember one year, like, my auntie, my cousin, and my mum all bought me one without knowing they all bought me one.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at all these hoodies. I could bathe in them. Yeah, my mum's the easiest person. My mum's the easiest person to buy for. My dad is the hardest because he's like...
Yeah, I know what you mean. You can keep that in if you want.
I will. Because he's always like, oh, I don't want anything, Holly. And I'm like, you're not helping me. Like, I don't know what to get you.
Yeah, no, that's... My mum's like, I don't want anything. Well, I don't need anything. And I'm like, okay, so I'll be buying you something for the kitchen then?
Mm. At this point, yeah. But the thing that my mum still does is she sends our Christmas presents off to, like, my aunties, my cousins, and still puts it from me.
I love
that. Thanks, mum. If your family, if you're watching this, I did help buy it, but... Yeah. I did.
She's good. You're good at wrapping presents.
I love wrapping presents. I find it so therapeutic.
I do like... I wrap one and then I'm like, oh, let's get this over with.
Didn't I wrap your Christmas presents?
No, you offered because I was doing such a bad job of it.
Yeah, oh, I saw you... I think it was one of your mum's presents you were wrapping and I saw you do it and I was like, you're giving me anxiety. Giving me anxiety wrapping. I love wrapping presents. My mum saves... me to wrap all of my family's Christmas Fair. Presents and my dad's because I will just do it.
No, I do. I think I like to. I forget this every year. I'm like, I love wrapping Christmas presents. I wrap one. I'm like, oh my god, no,
not again. I love wrapping Christmas presents. I don't care. Like, you don't even have to pay me. I will do it for free. It's so therapeutic to me to do. I love it.
I could just get too frustrated.
It's literally the easiest thing in the world.
It's not. To wrap it nicely, it takes effort.
Yeah, for you.
Okay.
Mm. Do you know, one year I bought all fancy ribbons and bows and, like, did all fine, fancy things.
And then I
watched it all get tear apart.
I wanted to do that because I was, well, I don't know, watching Zoella or something. And I was like, she does, like, Christmas presents. You know, Zoella influenced me to do brown paper for, like, 10 years. I did all of my Christmas presents with brown paper.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cute.
Kind of cute, kind of funky, kind of quirky.
Do you know Primark bags around Christmas time, they have the candy canes on? Do you know, last year I think they did this, where it was like you can cut the bag and become wrapping paper. I was like,
innovative.
That's so good. And I actually did use it, so thank you, Primark.
Brilliant.
Because when did wrapping paper become so expensive? Oh!
It was my first Christmas where I hadn't bought wrapping, like I had to buy wrapping paper by myself, like last year.
Yeah.
Went to WH Smith.
£6.
I had to buy two rolls and I was like, this is extortionate.
Do you know what's still good? I still have some wrapping paper from last year.
So do I. So do I.
So WH Smith, you are not getting my trust fund anymore.
I might need to buy some sellotape.
Yeah, I might need to buy some sellotape. Yeah. We can share the cost.
We've got scissors.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have to buy them. Yeah, wrapping paper is just extortionate for what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it? Someone in my family, I think. Or maybe it was someone else's, actually. Someone told me that apparently, like, one of their cousins used to wrap everything in tinfoil and then ask for the tinfoil back.
I saw Smithy do that. On the Christmas special. But I didn't know people did that in real life.
Or it used to be like tin foil and newspaper.
Why would you ask for that back?
And he wanted it back for next year, probably. Iron it out.
No, I know that was a thing of like, people would
would save
wrapping paper and iron it.
I'm not being funny, peoples. I get wrapping paper is extortionate.
I'm not doing that.
But are we seriously saving it? Where are you storing it for a year? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
In the Christmas box.
Yeah, but surely that would get all crumpled and...
If they have a specific box, then no.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. I don't get it personally, but you do you, boo. Not gonna judge. Next subject. Why are we lying to kids? I hate them as much as the next person, but... Why are we lying to them?
I don't know. I want to know where the whole Santa thing came from, but... Because... Yeah, why were we like, yeah, you know what we're going to do? Lie to these children and say...
But also, when my parents told me that Santa wasn't real, yes, I was a gullible kid, okay? We've established this. I was more upset with the fact they lied to me for years than about Santa not being real.
Oh, I clocked on pretty early to the whole Santa
thing. I didn't. I found out from school that Santa wasn't real, and I went home and I asked my mum, and I was like, Mum, is Santa not real? And she went, no. And I went, so you lied to me for all them years? And I was more upset about that than I was Santa.
The only thing that annoys me about that is when parents have bought presents for their children and they're not getting any credit for it. They've spent their hard-earned
money.
They're about
to remortgage their house to buy all your presents. Like, what's the point? Well, why are we doing it? Why are we doing it?
Yeah.
Just grow up with them thinking that you have bought them their presents.
But what... Yeah, but... Are that you going to keep the Santa myth of him coming into your house?
No.
I mean, you're not going to have kids anyway. No. But, like, you don't want...
Okay, that... your kids, are you telling them?
I don't know.
If not, I'll do it for you.
No, you're not. You're not seeing them till they're five. That's your role. That you've decided that.
I'll be in the house. I just don't have to be there.
Yeah, I guess. But only one present's coming from Santa. We'll be saying that I bought the other presents.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they'll be like, Mummy, my friend Tom at school said he got 30 presents from Santa. Why did I only get one?
Because he got you, that was a really special thing. And then I bought you all the presents because I knew how much you wanted them. I'm not buying you 30 presents, kid. I'm not buying you 30 presents. Like, no.
You're telling me you do... How many presents do you generally get a year?
I don't know. Like...
Like, when you were young.
Like, last year I got two.
Fuck off. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I got tap shoes and a Theragun.
You generally only get, like, 2-3 presents a year?
Well, when I was a kid, I'd say I got, like... 6 or 7. Yeah, I just got like 6 or 7 presents. Which for me, when I was younger, that was like a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then last year I got 2.
Yeah, 100p.
100p. And how many presents did you get last year?
Probably 20.
But, like, they're not...
But it was even worse when I was younger. I used to get, like, 30, maybe 40.
I counted them myself.
No, it was terrible when I was younger. I mean, I loved it.
But I'm guessing they're not all, like, big money items.
No.
They were, like, yeah.
There were some, like, little... Like, every year my mum will get me, like, a Terry's chocolate orange.
And, like,
picky sweet bits. Like, that is part of my present. And then I have, like... Or sometimes my mum might get me, like, I mean, I used to love stationery, so you used to get me, like, little fancy pens and stuff.
Cute.
That are, like, just little nicky-nacky, like, stocking fillers.
Yes, sure.
That's what they'd be like. I mean, we didn't do stockings, but, like, that's what they would be if they were called something.
Yeah, fair.
So they wasn't all,
See,
like, big presents.
You open your presents in the morning.
Yeah, I don't get people that don't do that.
We open our presents in the afternoon.
That's weird.
See, when I was younger, like, when I was... Like, a kid. Like, I'd say until, like, 6 or 7. Oh.
6, 7.
Yeah, I open my presents in the morning. But since then, we do it after lunch.
I don't get that. That, to me, is just insane.
I don't know. So, there was this one Christmas where obviously I never wanted to go to sleep at all when I was younger. So it was, and then it was like 2 a.m. and my mum still had to make this little kitchen set that she bought me for Christmas so I could wake up and just like wake up to it on Christmas Day. And it was like 2 a.m. and she was like putting together like a fake oven.
God. God, God, God. I'm trying to think, like,
I got a baby Annabelle for Christmas once.
Annabelle?
Not the... Oh. Not Annabelle.
Sorry.
But one of those, like...
The little kids.
The tiny babies.
I've got a funny story. You know, like, them little shopping sets you used to get that used to beep when you scan things? I got one of them for Christmas, and then I proceeded to tell my parents, I want to be one of them when I grow up. I wanted to work in Asda. That was my childhood dream.
I bet you get in like a therapeutic state just scamming.
Yeah, probably. If I like wrapping presents, probably. Yeah. But yeah, I think I just love Christmas.
Yeah.
Also,
the food.
And the food.
The food, the telly, the films, the rest, the relaxation.
You already know this. I go...
You already know!
Slay. I go extremely overboard Christmas present shopping.
Yeah, love buying
presents. I love buying people gifts, even if it causes me bankruptcy. To the point where my boyfriend said to me that there's a £20 spending limit.
And let me Christmas. Just tell you, she just bought one of his presents and it was not £20.
Yeah, maybe times it by like...
Maybe, because this was something else we were going to talk about. Maybe because I don't get as many presents at Christmas, it's because my birthday's a week before.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't mind that because I know I get presents for my birthday and then I get presents for Christmas. But you know what? If you do not ever do this to me or anyone who has a birthday in December... Do not buy me a birthday and Christmas present and have it as one.
You are scum.
That's disrespectful. Like, to me, cut off.
Cut off. You are scum if you do that. I've never done that.
No, because like, don't be like, oh, it's difficult at Christmas. No, because if my birthday was in June, 6 months before, you'd buy me a full normal present
and
a
Christmas
full
present.
Christmas present. So don't chicken out and say, just get me two for presents.
Even if one of them's something small.
Yeah.
It's the thought that
buy
counts.
Me two presents. We're back.
Back in the room. Sorry, I've had a lot of ad breaks.
Yeah.
On this one. But yeah, your birthday is close to Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the 18th.
It's the week, 7 days before Christmas every year.
Every year.
Like,
yeah, but you hate your birthday. But you love Christmas.
I think I do like my birthday. Well, I think only in recent years have I come to not really like my birthday. But I never really like enjoyed it as much as like you, for example, because it's so close. I just prefer Christmas. And so I'd rather celebrate Christmas than my birthday. And also, I think the thing is, when you're trying to do, like when I was younger, when you did, like, birthday parties, or, like even last year when I did the pub crawl, it's a struggle trying to get everyone
there
because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And so that's why I never really am like, I want to do anything, because it's just, I know not many people will be able to make it. So I'm like,
why bother?
Why bother? Mm.
Complete opposite.
Complete opposite. You love your birthday.
I love it. Even when I'm like 80, touch wood, I make it that far.
Well, we live in hope.
We live in hope. But even when I'm 80, I'll be like, oh, I'm turning 80. Like, I actually just wouldn't care. It's a day about me. We're celebrating me. It's brilliant. Narcissist.
I do love me.
You talk about yourself every day.
I do like me, but for some reason, that one day, I'm like...
I mean, you cried this year.
Yeah, I did cry on my 21st.
To be fair, I think that was partly my fault because I did count down till it was midnight.
I just feel this really weird energy and vibe on my birthday. See, on the pub crawl, I was absolutely fine. I loved it. But on my actual birthday, I just get a weird energy.
I love my birthday. I don't get how anyone doesn't like
that. I liked your birthday this year. Your birthday was fun this year.
What did I do? House party?
No, Turtle Bay.
Oh, we did do Turtle Bay, yeah, and we got absolutely pissed.
And then we went to Camden Spoons.
And met this weird, wonderful guy.
Yeah, he had this amazing life story. And that was a really good day.
That was quite a good day, actually. We were all gone.
Yeah, because also sometimes like it takes you and Alice like a bit more.
Yeah, oomph.
But also, I never felt too drunk at all during that day. I was like on a good level like the whole day.
The only thing that I like remember about my birthday being really weird is that we felt like we were in that Uber for about 2 hours.
Wasn't his name something Vietnam?
I can't remember. I honestly cannot remember. But I felt like I was in that Uber for about 2 hours, and it was only about half an hour we were in there.
It felt like the longest journey in my life.
Yeah. But, like, don't get me wrong, I wasn't sat there being like, fuck yeah, we got to get home.
Because we were speaking to the Uber driver and we were having a lovely time chatting with him.
It was just the minute we all got home, we were like, it's dark outside now. We left in the daytime and it was dark outside. Or, like, the sun was setting and then we got home and it was completely pitch black outside and we were like, how long were we in that Uber for?
We had your brunch at like a reasonable time.
Yeah, it was like at 2 or something.
And then we went to Spoons and I guess we were there till like 7 maybe?
Yeah.
But then it just felt like that Uber ride was so long.
Yeah.
Because also that was quicker time from there back to ours. Whereas when me and Alice got the Uber from West London to back here. First of all, it was actually a really cheap Uber from West to East. But it felt so quick. It was so random. I mean, I think... But we were talking the whole time of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we were just all so drunk that it felt like we were in it for 2 hours and when really we were in it for half an hour.
Maybe.
But anyway, I think we're going to leave this episode there.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's been 50 minutes. We could have sort of spoke about this for hours.
I know, so true.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching, and we hope you have a very lovely Christmas.
Yeah. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Please like and subscribe. Please download these episodes, Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and also rate us 5 stars, please. Anyway.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And good night, my brethren.
Good night, my brethren.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.